It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. They tell us this weekend marks the 14th year for the Keeneland Concours d'Elegance.
It is a annual event now, obviously, where people can go out and check out cars of all varieties, from like hot rods to luxury cars to specialty cars. If you are an auto nut, this is just the sort of event to go to. And this year they are featuring Rolls-Royce. And Jim Warren, one of our writers, had a really good story in today's Weekender about Tom and Connie Jones, who are the founders of the Concours d'Elegance, or one of the founding people of the Concours. And it kind of came about because somebody was planning an auto event out at Keeneland, and they called him up. They knew he collected cars, and asked him about showing one of his Rolls-Royces at that event. And he said, well, is this going to be a car show or a Concours? And the people said back, well, what's a Concours? And it sort of started from there. A Concours is a event where people show and compete for prizes with luxury and specialty cars. So a really cool event that's been going on for several years now. But there are a lot of signature events of summer happening this weekend.
They include Beauty and the Beast, Lexington Children's Theater, a Disney favorite, going on at the LCT main stage downtown.
And this is their annual summer family musical, where a lot of the cast is related, you know, a lot of people in the cast are related to each other. They really try to cast families together in these shows.
That'll make it even more special. And then another one is the Bluegrass Fair, the Lexington Lions Club Bluegrass Fair, out at Masterson Station. I know so many people enjoy that one. And Briar Fest, where we have the model horse enthusiast out at the Kentucky Horse Park. And all weekend long, they'll have shows, and you can shop for model horses, and they'll have seminars. And another Kentucky summer staple is taking place in Louisville this weekend.
It is the Forecastle Festival. On again, it's become one of, if it's not the biggest music festival in the state, probably right up there with Romp. You know, these two events are just really huge. Forecastle is very pop rock oriented, and this year there's a real Kentucky slant on several of the artists that are going to be featured. You know, two of the real marquee names this year are Sturgill Simpson, who, you know, once played right around here in central Kentucky in Lexington, who now has, he's the reigning Country Album of the Year award at the Grammy Awards, and Cage the Elephant out of Bowling Green, you know, great college band that's become, you know, started filling arenas, but just a lot of other acts like Weezer, LCD Sound System, PJ Harvey, all heading out to Waterfront Park in Louisville, and we'll be out there too at lexco.com.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and lexco.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities, as well as this segment and other news stories from WEKU, the Ohio Valley Resource, and Kentucky Public Radio when you visit our website at weku.fm.